game we could have won, and we're very disappointed, but it's we still have another chance, you know, and we're looking forward to the Cork game.
That's not going to affect them, that, you know, that they know how to come back from that, those kind of defeats, and we're realistic, we know that they're going to be coming all guns blazing.
Waterford certainly don't fear Cork, and Cork don't fear Waterford. I think there have been some classic encounters over the last 10 years. But, you know, as I said, I think Cork probably have the better hurlers, but I think Waterford have a very settled look.
Playing Tip, you know, we lost the game. Look, we were very disappointed about it, but there was a few positives we could take out of it. And it was the last two games, then against Offaly and Wexford. Again, look, we've a lot of things to work on, but I suppose we're still in it, which is the main thing, you know.
I think they played well within themselves against both Offaly and Wexford. They were always going to win those games. They were comfortable. Maybe they weren't fully up for those particular games, but I guarantee you'll see a Cork side fully up for them and firing on all cylinders on Sunday, and we've got to be ready for that.
I think Cork have the edge. I think they probably have a little bit more on their bench. I think there's about four or five subs that they can be on, like, you know, Colin Lockton, Lockhart McLaughlin, Darren Sweetman. I think they can be their game-changing players. And I think if it's in the melting pot with 10 minutes to go, I think Cork has the players on the bench to come on and maybe change the game a minute when it's the Cork game.